love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your phone.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I am so amused because you say that there's a morning show member that we've been pronouncing their name wrong this entire time.
I know I have, and I'm pretty sure you probably have too. Two celebrities say we've been announcing their names wrong. Here they are.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Tygen.
Tygen?
Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Tygen.
That, of course, is Chrissy Tygen, not Chrissy Teigen.
Holy macaroni.
Yes. Doesn't that blow your mind?
It does.
And then there's another celebrity that we've been saying wrong. Now, Roy says that we say Rihanna, because we all say Rihanna, mm-hmm. and he says it's Rihanna. That's how she says it.
Yes.
So that's always been on our minds. But there's another singer, and it's Ariana Grande, who's actually Ariana.
Will your professional name become Ariana Grande Davidson, or you'll just keep Ariana Grande?
I don't know. I feel like I'd like to eventually just be Ariana.
I mean, we can make the call
but
right
also
now.
Grandy,
The next album will be entitled Ariana.
I have to keep Grandy because my grandpa.
Keep Grandy. What?
Grandy.
Grandy.
Ariana Grande.
That just sounds like how Roy's dad or great-grandpappy would say it. That Ariana Grande over there, she's, you know. Married to that Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande.
To keep Grandy because my grandpa, I think of him with everything I do. And he was so proud of our name, I should keep it.
Wow. Yeah. Ariana Grande and Chrissy Teigen, everybody. Welcome to 2018, September 18th.
And you know what? That's going to take a while to get used to.
But see, now I want to make sure I always call them by their like
their
Chrissy
real
Teigen
names.
And Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
But Somebody said, though.
Yeah, they've never really corrected us, so they must be okay with it, which obviously doesn't make it right, because it's the, like, truly Americanized way to say it, which is what I run into, too.
That is the gem of all gems, Roy. We have been saying Loren's name wrong.
It's not Loren?
No, my first name is Loren. My last name, everyone says Marola, and it's actually Mayrola.
He's making stuff up.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm still not 100% that you're actually Loren. I still think you're Lauren. And now I know you're messing with us.
No, I
Mayrola.
Swear. That's how you say it in Italian.
I'll tell
in
you
Italian.
What, that Loren Mayrola.
Doesn't it? It sounds more southern
sounds
that way, too.
It sounds very southern.
Mayrola.
But the E is A in Italian.
Loren.
I want to know how much the percentage of her Italian. I'm
by the way, her class was canceled last night,
it
right?
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have class.
Well,
last
what
night.
What does your teacher say?
Mayrola, probably.
Mayrola.
So Mayrola is what I use for my like work life, because that was my maiden last name, but on my class roster it says Strayer.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm going to take up something
but
with
he does
you.
Call me Laura.
Oh, that's
nice. The translation.
I'm going to take up something with you, though. I feel like Loren has said Marola.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Okay, so
yeah.
You go with it like Christy,
exactly.
Like Chrissy
so
and
that
Ariana.
Is my point.
Wow. I have an announcement today. I'm actually Roy Brun and not Roy Brown. I've been really keeping that in the entire time.
It's actually a hard W, Roy Brown.
Yeah.
Brown.
And to be very honest with you, I didn't even know what the pronunciation of my last name was until I got older. Like, because everyone in school, as a child, you just kind of go along with whatever your teachers say, too. Because that's, I mean, really, you don't call Dean Maney at home, unless he's in trouble.
Right.
You know, but he gets called Dean Maney more at school. So my entire life growing up, with Marola, I just assume that's the way that you said it.
Does your husband know this?
Yes, now he does. I mean,
now he does.
As an adult, well, I
mean,
learned.
Is he listening?
No. What does your mom say her last name
she
is?
She says Marola.
Well, it's Marola.
But
it's not Mayrola.
That's not the proper way to say it.
Would your great-grandfather be upset like Ariana Grande's?
Probably.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Don't upset great-grandpa over there in Italy.
Making his
ravioli. The Godfather, yep.
Making his raviolis and
hold on.
Do not say you do the good Godfather.
I was listening to the podcast, the MRL show, and
and I heard someone say Loren Marola. I'm here to make something clear.
Oh.
Ask me what I'm going to make clear.
What are you going to make clear,
Grandpappy?
It's crystal clear.
Uh-huh.
It's Loren Marola.
Loren Marola. So she made up the Loren part.
I'll tell you what, that whole thing is a big lie.
Laura. Laura is how you say it.
Laura Marola. That's how you say it.
From Boston now. Lara Marola.
That didn't work.
I remember when I was watching her learn to drive. I said, Lara Marola, park the car. Lara Marola, park the car. How about them Red Sox?
You know what? Just say it the way you've been saying it this whole time.
Still to come.
Lara Marola. I want my mom to say that. I'll record my mom saying it because that'll sound super northern. Lara Marola, who's that? All right, what you got coming up in the dirty there, Lara?
All right, so one of those celebrities that we have been mispronouncing their names got a new product out. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10.